Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. You know, everything is founded upon wisdom. Before anything was, there was wisdom. So at the core of everything is wisdom. So if you obtain wisdom, it's going to lead you to the root of things. You'll understand things. You'll know. But I want to read something to you that will really, I think, inspire you in the different aspects of wisdom. Here's one aspect of wisdom. Wisdom, when you receive it from God, it will give you access into all that God has prepared and planned for you. Think about it a moment. The wisdom of God, one aspect of it is that wisdom will give you access into all that God has prepared and planned for you. You know, the Word of God says, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love Him. But it goes on to say that it is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. In other words, he'll take us into the depth of wisdom and reveal certain things to us. You may not exactly know how. Now, I want to show you something very important about obtaining wisdom, asking God for wisdom. Because tell the person beside you, you need eyes to see. And you need ears that hear. Now look at this. Wisdom will give you access to everything God has planned for you. Now look. I want you to listen closely. If you get into what God has planned for you, then you don't have to plan. You don't have to be worried about a lot of stuff, trying to figure a bunch of stuff out. No, you've gotten into a plan. See, wisdom gives you access to what God has prepared and planned. And so we just become followers. So we can rest. We can be at peace because I'm not trying to work my plan, trying to figure out how to make this work. No, God has a plan and His wisdom brings me into that plan. So if I'm in God's plan, I don't have to plan. Just somebody stop all that planning. Get in God's plan. He'll show you what your eyes haven't seen that pertain to His plan, what your ears haven't heard. When you access His wisdom, He'll reveal these things to you by the Holy Spirit. Not only that, how many know God's plans are a whole lot better than your plans? The best you can plan, God's plans are a whole lot better. Now, it even gets better. His resources are made available for His plan. It ain't always available for your plan. That's why you have to work 3 jobs. And you still don't have enough because that's your plan. One job pay you minimum wage. You got 3-5 hours a week. Or what you working that job for? That's what we used to call chump change. Coffee money. You spending time away from your family doing that. Because see, that's your plan. And you got to support your plan. But see, when you get into God's plan, He has resources available for His plan. Say this with me. With every vision, or let's rephrase it, with every God-given vision, there is a provision. God guides, He provides. Now look at this. This ought to set someone's mind at ease
concerning your personal domain and the corporate vision. Because God does not expect you to fulfill his plans and purposes. He has already everything planned. Let me say that again. God does not expect you to fulfill his plans and purposes. In other words, you don't have to plan for God. He has already planned. He's already prepared. Tell somebody, he already has everything planned. Come on, I wish you could. Come on, go there with me. Go into that dimension with me where God has everything planned for you. Your job, your responsibility is to receive his wisdom so that you can follow his plan, which is much better than any other plan. It's a strategy that cannot fail. Laden with provision. Abraham followed God's plan, not knowing exactly what was going to happen when he took Isaac. He just knew God said to take him. That was God's plan. But he also knew that God said, out of Isaac shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. So God told him that, but he said, take Isaac and offer him. He didn't quite understand the plan altogether, but he was following God's plan. He followed it all the way. And you know the story. When they got to Mount Moriah, did everything God had told him to do. God said, now I know. See, I need someone that will follow my plan in order to receive my provision. I mean, God's not going to squander things. He'll release it to those that obey. So he has a plan. So if God has a plan, that means you don't have to plan. Do you understand what I mean? Now, balance that, because there's some plans you need to make. You know, when your gas tank get low, you better plan to stop by the gas station somewhere. You understand? But when it comes to wisdom, wisdom will bring you into God's plan. Therefore, you won't have to plan. No need to plan your plans. You know, there's a tendency for a human and flesh to do that, to try to figure it out. How is God going to do this? You got to know how. Lord, how are you going to do this? It's not always up to you to know how. Hello? It's up to you for you to trust him. You may not know. Stop worrying yourself because you don't know how. You don't know when. You don't know who or where. God already knows all that stuff. Why? Because he has a plan. It may be that person you hadn't met yet. It may be a door you hadn't come to yet. You could come to that door this week. You could meet that person this week. Or it might be something you've already met and didn't know that God was going to use that. Amen. So let God work his plan. Amen. God gives a ministry or a vision, guess what? He pays for it. People that step up or whatever God uses is God that uses it. He takes care of it. Amen? Okay, that's just one aspect of wisdom. I think that's very enlightening. And it'll bring a number of minds to a place of ease. You know, not complacency, not laziness, not slothfulness. God will use your thoughts. But you're not to have thoughts of anxiety. You're not to have thoughts of fear, you know, feelings of lack and insufficiency. You know, get rid of those thoughts. Fill your mind with praise. Fill your mind with expectation. Set your affection on God, knowing that God has a plan. Come on, I said, God, tell somebody, God has a plan for you. And right now, he's working that plan. You know, the amazing, one amazing facet about God is that He doesn't change. His plan doesn't change. But he can work his perfect plan even in the midst of your will and even when you make wrong choices. When you miss the mark, and that God can do, because see, God doesn't change. His will is going to be wrought. And he can do it. Amen. He can work his perfect plan without manipulating your will. Even sometimes when you start planning yourself, God still has a way of working his plan. Because after a while, you're going to realize this plan ain't working. And then you go back to God's plan. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait, I say, the psalmist said, wait, I say, upon the Lord, because he has a plan. Amen. Let me get just another quick something. You know, as people of the Spirit, one of the things we must learn to master is allowing what God has placed in our spirit to come into our mind. You think sometimes it's just you thinking, when actually some of them thoughts are coming from your spirit. It just seems so natural. It just seemed like you or the devil, you know, trying to make you think it's just you, when it's coming out of your spirit and God is giving you instruction. And you think, no, I'm going to, or, you know, but as we become more and more sensitive to his spirit and his leading and our minds are renewed by his word, it becomes, I won't say natural, it becomes so easy for him to speak to you profound things that can change things very simply. Amen. So it's important to be able to connect those two and not be a doubting Thomas, not be bound by your reasoning all the time or fears or insecurities in your mind because of past experiences, but to be free to hear what the Spirit is saying. Sometimes something you failed in a long time ago that you said you will never do again, sometimes the Spirit of God is speaking to you. Say, child, I'll never do that again. Holy Spirit said, now's the time. Amen. All right. Go with me to, let me see where we want to start. Go with me to the book of Rome. To the book of Psalms 110. Psalm 110. We are continuing with our message on the 10 dimensions of God's call, the 10 dimensions of man's call. Quickly, the first dimension is that we are created by God. The second dimension of God's call is that we are blessed by God. Number three, God has spoken and is speaking to us. There's a dimension where God talks to us. Think about it a moment. Isn't that amazing? God, the God of the universe, God of creation, in whom all life consists, talks to us. That's mind-boggling. Number four, the fourth dimension of God's call and man's call is we are commanded to be fruitful. Number five, we are approved to multiply. Number six, which we looked at last time, the sixth dimension of God's call is to fill the earth. And today we will look at number seven. The seventh dimension of God's call or man's call is to subdue and rule. Now, if you've been following along in this series, you understand the first domain in which we are to take dominion is the domain within. A person that has no rule over their own spirit is like a broken wall. It's like a wall that's been broken down. It's like a city. Back then in ancient times, cities had walls for protection. But a city whose wall was broken down, any enemy could come in and out as it pleased. Even wild beasts could come in, but the wall protected. So a person that has no control of their spirit, see, that's the first domain. If you win that battle, all the other battles are cake. But if you don't win that battle, and see, the essential battleground for your enemy is the battleground of your mind.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part five of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. Wisdom will give you access to all God has planned and prepared for you. If we get into what God has planned for you, then you don't have to plan. Get into God's plan. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end."
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.